Now, from the Unger Report, a question: are you going through changes in your life? Maybe a new job, a new relationship? How about just a different toothpaste? Our humorist Brian Unger says you might be evolving.
Oprah Winfrey is on the cover of Black Enterprise magazine this month. Now, you probably remember when she was on the cover back in 1986, and you're asking, hey, Oprah, what has changed since then? Well, the answer, according to Oprah, nothing. In 22 years, Oprah says nothing about her has changed. In Oprah's world, there's still a Camaro in her driveway. Kurt Waldheim is president of Austria, and bacon is $1.75 per pound. Nothing has changed. But what she does say is very interesting. Oprah says, quote, I've evolved. Oprah has evolved right into her brand new, yet to be launched, very own cable TV network called OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network, which is going to be on the air very soon because an hour of Oprah a day is just not enough. So how do we know, or how does Oprah know she's evolving? And what will she look like to archaeologists in 1 million years? When they find petrified Oprah in a forest, will they say, she was very evolved? Is evolving painful? More importantly, who can evolve and who can't? Well, I can tell you that I'm pretty sure I'm evolving too, into a new, more expensive apartment next week. And it hurts. Now, I'm not changing addresses. I'm evolving into a new address because I got robbed at my old address. Two gangbangers standing in my driveway with all my stuff in their van caused me to evolve. Now, Oprah and I are not the only two people who are evolving. Other big names say they have evolved, like Hillary Clinton on gay issues.
Well, I am very much in favor of civil unions with full equality of benefits.
George Bush's reasons for being in Iraq have evolved, or at least mutated. That annoying man on CNBC, Jim Cramer.
He has no idea!
He says he evolved when it comes to buying stocks.
They know nothing!
And the pop singer, Ciara. She says she evolved too. I don't even know who she is, and she's evolved. This is what she sounds like now. And this is what she sounds like 2 seconds later.
Watch me.
Her music actually gets worse the longer you listen to it. That is evolutionary. So next time someone comes up to you and says, hey, you've changed, you say, oh no, I've evolved. Thanks, Oprah. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
Speaking of evolved, you can take your Unger with you as a podcast. You can podcast his report as well as this entire show. Go to npr.org/daytoday.
Hi, my name is so-and-so. Baby, can you tell me yours? You look like you came to do one thing. Set it off. I started on the left, then I had to take him to the right. He was out of breath, but he kept on dancing all night. You try, admit, but you just can't break the feeling inside. You know it, and I can see it in your eyes.
Ciara on Day to Day, a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand.